Okay, we're continuing the Tanya. We're on the bottom of page Tov Kuf Tzadi Hey, and we're talking about this lower level of fear. And the more you're able to make that idea real, that Hashem is there, there's so much to fear. How you see the whole world fears Hashem, and when you see how the sun bows down to Hashem, as it were, and all the great nobility that surrounds Hashem fears him, so you're going to have this fear as well. So now we're going to come to this last point to take us to the end of the parak. Umam shechata, the commentary says, b'negeil amashibir koydim ago, he's going to go back to what he explained before this footnote, shal yedei re'iyas enei basar es ha'olam, that when a person sees the world, roim es or ein sof ha'machayas olam, you see the infinite light that's giving life for the world. So he continues. Now, says the Tanya, the top of Tov, Kuf, Tzadivov. Vaf, Shehu, Al Yidei, Hislap, Shus, Pilavushim, Rabim. Even though what you're seeing Hashem is enclosed in many garments, but still, Harein, Hevdol, Vavrish, Klau, Beiris, Melech, Bas, Radom. There's no difference in the fear that you have of a flesh and blood king, Bein, Shehu, Arum, whether he's unclothed, Ubein shu lavush lavush echad, or whether he has one garment on. Ubein shu lavush bavushim rabim, or if he's got many garments on. Right? Does it matter how many clothes he has on when you're in the presence of the king? Eloha ikr, but the main thing is hahergo. You got to get used to it. Lahargil daito machshavto tamid. You have to accustom your mind and your thoughts constantly. Lios kavua belibo, to keep them permanently etched in your heart. Umoch, on your mind, Tomid, asher kol ma shero be'enav, whatever you see, get used to whatever you see, be'enav, hashamayim va'aretz umulah, the heavens and earth and everything that fills it, hakol heim levushi machitzon v'shal moch gadashor, they're all external garments of Hashem the King. Va'ideza yizkar Tomid kol p'dimiyos v'chosan, then you're going to always remember the inner content and their inner existence. You have to always, everything you're looking at, it's Hashem is behind them. You got to get used to always seeing Hashem in all those things. And that way, you're going to have the fear of the king, even though you're only seeing the levushim of the king. Says the commentary. Hashem mechayes ha'olam al yidei levushim. Hashem gives life to the world through the garments. Hamastirim ha'achiyas ha'olakim, that conceal the divine life force. You only see the world. For the truth is halavushim, but the garments, einam gormim shum griyusa, they shouldn't cause any detraction. Biyira me'amelech, of the fear of the king, me'acha sheyodim shebahem nimshol, because when you know the king is there, v'chenu benimshol, that's how it is in the realities. Kishemar l'sasol istakal alolon kilavushim shal kodesh baruch hu. If you get used to the fact, you train yourself to look at the world as a garment of Hashem, harei tamin kishistaklam. So always, when you look at the world, yisker al pnimiyusu v'chiyusu alakus, you're always going to see the inner content of God in it. As long as you get used to it, then you understand that, right? So just like you get used to, you know, a CRA agent calls you, you know it's not just that guy. He represents the Canadian government. So you know he's just a garment of the government. So the same thing, you're looking at everything, it's just a garment of Hashem, so there's no way you could not have the fear of Hashem. Now, he elaborates. Tehide, Kvar Nisbar Lel, as we explained earlier, Shesechol Habo Al Yedei Re'iyas Enei Basor. We said a seichel that comes through seeing something, Yachlis B'Veiz Ovadim, can come in two ways. Echot, number one, She'enei HaBosor Heim Hakdom Aleinei HaSeichel. That you have the eyes, the physical eyes, they come before the eyes of the intellect. Shall yadam, that through them, maybe in b'sichel of Hashem, you understand the second thing. Ubezen, that way, lo tipol of yira, you're not going to have fear, kivan sheinu muchashi, since you don't really feel it, because if the seeing it just brings you to the intellectual one, then that's not going to work. But beis, we said, ha'inyan, shemavim b'sichel, when you understand intellectually, and that gets now, that which he knows also is kosher imriyas v'nevasar. Now it connects to what I'm now going to see. K'mo haro'a adam, when you see a person, Even though you know that his life is understood only from an intellectual realm, but it's connected with what your eyes see. There he sees a living person, as you mentioned before. So it is with ourselves. Same thing with this. When you don't get used to this idea that Hashem is everything and he's just concealed, if you don't get you, so as long as you're not that, then harehem basim. There's two things, two separate things. Beinei basar, with the eyes of his physical eyes, who rose, he just sees the world. But you could say alishemizem, maven shesalus, but he could understand that there's a God from that. But where is the God then that you've come up with? Velokus he rak beinei sichel. It's only in your mind. Ve'ein ba mizel. That doesn't come. Real fear doesn't come from it because it's still in your mind. On the other hand, but if you get your mind thinking first, that everything in the world is just a garment for Hashem, you're preparing your eyes of what it has to see. Now, seeing God intellectually, it's kshura, it now connects with what you're now seeing, with what his physical eyes see, he sees in the world, a world living from God's life force. That's the point. It's got to be intellectually you're seeing that is a preface to what you're physically seeing. So what you're physically seeing is what you intellectually know. Similarly, as we saw in that footnote last time we saw it. If you get used to seeing the world as you're as supposed to see it. So not just its physical, it's hareke sheyira as tenuas. Now, when you see the orbital paths of the sun and the moon, yira bezehisha, then you're going to see that they're bowing down. Then you're going to have a fear because you're preparing yourself what to see. Footnote Zion. Mesupa la Rava Kodesh Reb Zusha me'anapoli. They tell us from the Rebbe Reb Zusha. Once he went into the street, he was taking a look deeply at the stars. He had such a fear until he came to, blood came out of him. I don't know. I looked at the stars. I don't get afraid. Even if I, and let's think about it. And when you're thinking about it, do you have to go out to see a star just to think about a star? But as we explained, Khan, Hahesper, Lazapush, you can explain. When you're thinking alone, that's only the mind seeing. You don't get so inspired by what the mind sees. He had to go out to the street to look at the stars, to see with living eyes. Lirisma said, Gufa, he wanted to see himself as Lachom Ishtachman, that they are bowing down to you. That's how he became overwhelmed, because even as you see, you look through the night and the stars are moving. They're all moving. They're all bowing down to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if the mind is preparing the eyes what to see, then you're seeing something incredible. That's the whole point. That's why you always have to prepare your eyes what they see. Okay, next page. Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Continuing with the words of the Tanya. V'zeh nichlal gam kein b'loshon emuna. That's also incorporated in the word emuna. What does emuna mean? Shehu loshon, it's an expression of regilus. It's getting used to something, training. Shemargil ha'odem asaso. The person trains himself. Kamo uman. Like a craftsman, Hamam and Yonav, that trains his hands. Well, a craftsman calls an uman. Why? Because, you know, he starts as, doesn't know anything. He trained his hand how to work with furniture. How do you do it? I don't know. I never was a craftsman. But I guess they said, here, take a piece of wood and start carving it, start cutting it, start, just work with it. I'm doing a terrible job. It's okay. It's the first time you're using it. Don't worry about it. Keep working on it. Keep working on it. Right? And then, wow, I've done it so many times.
Can I be a dentist as well?
No, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't want to be the first patient.
You know, if you, let's say you have to give a diabetes patient, has to give himself shots. Mm. Right? Here's the syringe, give yourself a shot. I don't know how to do it. So I said, we're going to train you how to do it. Here, you put the alcohol swab over here. Train you how to fill the syringe. Kind of just jab it in. They'll have a nurse the first time to show you, right? Here, just do it. I didn't do it. It's okay. It's fine. It's all right. You'll get better at it. It hurts. Yeah, it's okay, but you get used to putting it time and time again. After 50 times, you get used to it. It's not hard anymore. It's training. You got to train yourself. The more you do something, the easier it gets. So that's what emunah is, the same thing. It means training. You have to train yourself. It's not an automatic thing, emunah.
The word uman is the same source as emunah.
Yes, exactly. That's the point. That's what it is. You have to be a craft. Having emunah is a craft. Mm-hmm. It's an art. Says the commentary. Hahergol likboa etzlo. The getting used to establishing yourself. Echli stachlom. How to look at the world. Hu bechlal inyan emunah. That's part of emunah. To get used to how to look at the world. Shizelosh. That's the word emunah. Come on. Uman. Shenikrakin. Why is a craftsman called an uman? Al Shem Shema'amein, he trains. Umargilis, gets his hands used to what he has to do, and that's what makes him so good. Let's see the footnote at the bottom. It's footnote Yudali. Hakavan was so. What's Tanya adding here? She said Nichol Gankem Loshemuna. What does it mean? This is also included in the expression of Emuna. He could daily ask us. He's trying to answer a question that you may have. Earlier in chapter 33, this whole service that a person has to have, that the world is subjugated to Hashem, it's a work of emunah. But here it appears, saying it's the eyes of my intellect. So what is it? My intellect has to know that the world is a garment of Hashem. It's not its own thing. So now Now he's adding shigama mavur kan. That we're saying here, hubachlamu. That's part of emuna. Ki hahergol istakal al olam. Getting used to seeing the world. Kil vushav shal kodesh broch as the governor of Hashem. Who nichlal beemuna. That's included in emuna. Vekoshel emuna. That has everything to do with emuna. Kumo she's bar b'fnim. As we explain, this is explained inside. So there's an idea we already mentioned. You have to have emuna. To believe that the whole world is subservient to Hashem. So why do I got to use my brains? Because the brains makes the emunah happen. You're training yourself how to see things properly. Let's go back upstairs. Ukashem Shiba Marshall, just like in the example of the craftsman. It's not just an idea of him getting used to doing it over and over. What if he doesn't have a skill? You have to have a talent for it. Lo yolo masha ma'aminyo. It's not going to help how many times you train your hands. Veragilus, what does, here's the point, what does constantly getting used to doing something over and over, what does that do? Hurakede lahotzi legilui bepol. It only is to bring out, to manifest actively, esachush, the sense, vakishron, and the talent, sheish esalumus, that the craftsman has. You could have two left hands. It doesn't matter how many of them. I'm not good at it. You don't have talent. Can everybody be a dancer? If you have it inside you, that coordination. Okay, now you can be an amazing dancer. But if you don't have it, you don't have it. You can only bring a training. Only can bring out what you got. That's why I always maintain about teachers. It's my philosophy. I don't know if everybody agrees with it. My philosophy is that training teachers a waste of time. Either they have it or they don't. If they have it, then you just show them certain things, and they intuitively will just expand on them. Mm-hmm. But either they got it or they don't. And a guy who doesn't have it, you could train him all day long. If the person's a boring personality, and they don't have excitement, and they don't have a love for kids, you could train them all day long. It's not going to help. Nothing's coming out.
It's meant for something else.
That's right. That's all. So now, very important, if he's using this analogy and this expectation everyone has emunah, that means what? Kenu ben imshos, that's the reality of life. Hayesodu, the fundamental point is, mashis eitzel kol Yehudi ben afsho, every Jew has es emunah hapshuta sheha'olam batal. That is there. That talent is in every Jew. The Eish Benavshah Sachush, he has in his soul that sense, listakel, to look, the liros as own confusion, to see the world where it really is. Shulavushal Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a garment of Hashem. All you got to do is train yourself to actively look that way. Then it arouses within himself the power of Amuna in his soul to come out actively. Very important, Yesod. So Amuna is a craft. What's your skill? You know what I'm skilled at? I'm skilled at believing in Hashem. You know, some of us are skilled at shooting a basket. Some guys are very good at basketball. They're just naturals. And all that. So why they do it 1,000 times? So they can get a perfection. If without practicing, he can hit 6 out of 10.
You have to have once upon.
But if he works on it, he can get, 9.9 out of 10. All right? But that's because he practiced. Right? So a Jew has in him, if you just would practice it, you'd get it.
So you would say every Jew has that.
Every Jew's got a lot of things. But that's for sure. Every Jew's got the ability to understand that the whole world surrenders before Hashem. Well, I don't see it. Because you haven't practiced it. If you keep practicing everything, you look around, this is from Hashem, this is from Hashem, this is from Hashem. You keep saying, you keep talking. That's all it is. It's just practicing. If you keep talking to Hashem, then it gets in there. That's all. You just have to keep doing it. That's what davening is supposed to be, if we at least understood what we were saying. Davening just keeps training us more and more and more and more and more. But if you're just blobbering around, then you're training yourself. You can train yourself negatively too. You have to train yourself positively. Okay, so now let's continue. Tanya asks, that's a very important yisod. Vegam, another one line. Every line is laden with so much. Vegam lios lezikaron tamid. He should also remember always, Lashon Chazal, the words of Chazal. Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. How does Chazal call this? They call this accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Commentary explains. Levad mashnis grilel. Besides we mentioned before, in yonah he's bonus of Odi Hashem, the reflection that we need to have fear of Hashem. Right? So gam liskor taught me, you have to always remember, le kabbalah atzul, to accept upon yourself the ol malchus shemayim, the yoke of heaven. If you only have the reflection that brings you to Yira, okay, now, Hare Hayira, but the fear to Yirak is only as much, how much you reflect on it. As much as you reflect on that, that's how much Yira you're going to have. Vegam, and also, Hakol Yetolik, Vimita Shlitas HaSeichlon, it depends how much the mind can control the person. And it's not always is it possible to have this reflection intellectual, and the intellectualism will bring fear. And since the fear has to be constant, besides reflection, there should be something that really doesn't depend so much on thinking. Which is what? Olo shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to accept upon yourself the yoke of Hashem. And therefore, the measurement isn't according to how much brains you have. When you accept the yoke, that's not intellectual. You can always accept the yoke of heaven. In other words, accepting the yoke of heaven is a very simple idea. The simpler the idea, the more that you think about it, it's going to get in. The more complicated the idea, the more you don't always going to get it every day. So accepting the yoke of heaven is an easier concept to internalize, and that's he has to constantly understand that it is. Accepting the yoke of heaven, I'm going to do everything Hashem wants me to do. That's also part of it. You don't think about that I want to accept the yoke. You could, okay, there's a God out there, but I'm not agreeable to do what he wants me to do. So that has to be another thing that you have to have. As you see, Shehu Ke'inyan is similar to the aspects of the Tanya, where we have in Parshas Shoftim, right? Som tosim olecho melech. You shall surely place upon yourself a king. Like it says in other places. What does it say? Commentary. Som tosim olecho melech. What do those words mean? Som tosim. Perusho. She'oseh al atzmo melech. Make him a king upon you. Because until now he wasn't a king. In other words, it's not, you know, the fact he's a king, but you have to accept him as your king. You have to make him as your king. That's the same thing with Hashem. You got to make him as your king. A lot of times say, yeah, he's the king, but he's not my king. He's your king. He's not my king. Right? Obama's not my president. He's the blacks' president. He ain't my president. No, no. So Hashem's got to be your king. What does that mean in service of Hashem? Even though he doesn't feel the king, he doesn't feel the fear, we call Malcolm Salon, whom a Kablo, he accepts him. He makes him his king, as we mentioned earlier in chapter 41. Bisham Nisburn over there explains, Sha'af She'eino Margish, even though he doesn't feel any fear, Mikol Mako Mashim Kamos, of that which he does accept upon himself, Harezu Kabbalah Mitis Bisham, he accepts it totally. It means he accepts what Hashem tells him to do. There's no question he will do what Hashem wants him to do. Okay, last words of the Tanya in this chapter. Ke'akadosh Baruch Hu Meiniach Es Ha'Olyonim V'Tachtonim, because why? Hashem has left the higher spheres. He's left the lower spheres. Umiyachid machuzolim. He has designated his kingdom only upon us. V'anachnu makablim. And we accept it. V'zel ha'inyan. And this is the concept of Hishtachavo Shebetel Shichas. That's why we bow down four times in Shmona Esrei. When do we do it? Acher Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim B'dibur B'Kriyas Shema. After we accept the yoke of heaven, of Hashem, verbally in Kriyishma. Lachzul Kavu Pol. Now we actively do it. Mamish. B'masu in action. Kamosha Kasav, as he's written in another place. That's the point he's saying over here. First, you got to accept the yoke of heaven. Accept it. And you got to train yourself to accept it. And now that you train yourself, play it out. Bend down. It's not just you bend down. Why are you bending down? That's what we talked about in the Parsha class this week. You got to know why Hashem is telling us to do things. He's telling you, bend down to show you're subservient to me.
Feel.
You bend down 14 times a day. Right? Four times three Shmon Esrays, and then the Modin Derabbanan twice. Chazar Sashatz. So that's 14. 14 times a day you bow down to Hashem. And then even by Aleinu, V'anachnu Kori Mishtachavim Lifnei Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Right? Says the commentary, Nizbar Le'el, we explained earlier in the beginning of chapter 41, Shav Shashem Melech HaKol HaOlamos, even though Hashem is king over all the worlds, Mikol Malchei Humenichav, he left them all. She'enu Gimlo Kivyachol, they don't have nothing, he doesn't care about them that much, as it were. He sets up his kingdom upon us. His kingdom depends on us accepting him. It matters to Hashem, kivyachu, hamalchus aleinu. And upon every specific Jew specifically. Maybe it's all a kavod Hashem. That gets a person accepted. In other words, you're saying, you know, Hashem, you say, well, what's Hashem name me for? He's a king of the heavens. He's got malach. No. The only kingship he has is if you accept him as the king. It's not enough just to think about it. You have to have that fear, as we said in this chapter. A complete service is if there's real fear. The Kabbalah is all below Yira. Accepting the yoke without fear, it's a service. It's not complete service. And that's what this whole chapter's been about, is to tell us how to bring us to this yira. So he's saying if you prepare your mind for what you're going to see, then your seeing becomes the kind of searing that brings you to what you're supposed to, what your mind is prepared you for. Because now it's real. It's real in front of you. So you accept upon the yoke of heaven upon yourself. So it's real if you bend down and prostrate yourself before Hashem. And you're thinking about how you think about those words. Modim anachnu lach. We totally confess to you, Hashem, that everything we have in this world is from you. And you're bending and you're bowing and you're prostrating. Then that makes it a real thing over here. So therefore, that's what the constant training. So you shouldn't feel, the person says, well, you know, I'm not cut out for this Amunah business. You know, some people are cut out for it. I'm not. It's not possible to say you're not cut out for it because that's what the Tanya is saying. Everybody has it in him to believe in Hashem. There's no way. So what do you got to do? You got to train yourself. You got to train yourself by keep on looking at the world and understanding that everything's just a superficial connection that's behind Hashem. And that's how you look at everything in the world. So therefore, you don't look at the politics as separate from Hashem. You look at all these people are exactly the mouthpiece of Hashem. And that gets you to really be intensely connected to this fear. This is all the lower fear. Mirtz Hashem, next week, we should all be well. We start chapter 43, which is going to tell us the higher fear of Yira. So we'll see if... Halavai, halavai, vulai.